Well, bank customers are facing more headaches as NatWest extends its trading hours again to cope with the fallout from last week's computer failure, almost a week ago now. Let's get the thoughts on that from our man at the trading floor at Alpari, James Hughes, as well as the rest of today's news. And James, banks haven't had the best of publicity over the last few years, and well, this doesn't help, does it?
No, this NatWest RBS problem has been causing headaches since Friday, of course, Thursday and Friday, and it's one of those issues which, unless you're looking directly into it and looking at how the share prices are moving and what's happened to these banks over the last few years, you wouldn't think of it as such a big thing. But of course, these banks and these companies have been trying to rebuild their shattered reputations from 2008 and the financial crisis and the credit crunch. And all of a sudden, you get a glitch like this where thousands, millions of people aren't getting the money into their bank accounts. And of course, this is going to cause huge problems. It isn't causing massive problems in terms of their share price. I mean, I think the issue is that you don't know just how what the ramifications are going to be because the problem's still ongoing. But at the moment, it's just damage limitation, I think, for NatWest and RBS.
Indeed, and it's RBS, NatWest and Ulster Bank, and that is a combined total of nearly 17 million account holders. So even if a tiny percentage of those holders actually have a problem, that's big numbers, isn't it, really? And particularly if you've got holiday or home purchases interrupted and wages appearing to go missing, it can really affect people's lives.
Well, this is the situation you've got coming up. Of course, you've got this sort of time of the month where people are being paid their wages. And of course, if you go towards the end of the week, it's when people's rents around the first, second of the month or end of the month, people's rent and mortgage payments are going to start coming out of bank accounts as well. So if you look at all those charges that are most probably going to be put in place if this problem isn't resolved, and then all of the money that's going to be claimed back through charges, then of course the compensation that people may want, and that's not even talking about the likes of people, as you say, who are looking to buy houses or make those big ticket purchases at the moment, which they can't do. And also, this could affect a lot of people's credit ratings. We're in a time when it's already difficult enough to borrow money from a bank or borrow money from anywhere, to have another thing affect someone's credit rating when it's nothing to do with them is, of course, going to be a huge problem. So I think in terms of compensation and things like that, there are going to be millions of unhappy customers who are going to be trying to seek something out of RBS NatWest.
I believe over the weekend that RBS said that they'd make sure that nobody's credit rating would be affected. Having said that, there are so many people involved, I'm not quite sure how you can legislate for that. But we shall see. Other big news today was Spain formally requesting the bank bailout of up to 100 billion euros.
Yeah, and again, I mean, this story is one of those that it's an official request now. Of course, we knew the banks needed bailing out. We knew they needed the money, and of course, we'd known about it for a long time. We saw it hit the markets, and the markets got an official shot in the arm when we did see that. But now it's the official word that they do need a formal bailout, and the markets aren't necessarily reacting at all to it. I mean, we're looking at markets off today, but I think it's mainly on other news and just a little bit more negativity around the markets, not necessarily about Spain, because this is old news in a way. It's something we've heard already, and of course, when we initially heard it, the markets were only higher for almost a few hours before it fell off, and everyone was worried about the Greece election. So it's just another in a long line of news stories we're going to get about the Eurozone, which isn't solving any problems.
Indeed, and it's interesting, if you look at the Eurozone crisis, and what happens is you get a huge amount of activity around maybe a Greek election, a problem in Spain, problems with Portugal, Italy, whatever it is. Then it goes quiet for a few days or even a few weeks, and then it comes back again. It's really peculiar.
Well, I think what the issue is with this Eurozone crisis at the moment is that no one has ever been in this situation before. So Angela Merkel is seen as that figurehead at the front who's leading the recovery and trying to solve the issue. But of course, she doesn't know. No one knows what the ramifications are, how Spain's going to work, how it's going to work with Greece, because we've never been in a situation like this before. And we are almost a year and a half, 2 years down the line since this all started, and we are no closer to any sort of resolution. And I think the issue is that no one really sees any light at the end of the tunnel. And the markets are almost starting nowadays to any news about the Eurozone, they're just shrugging it off because it's nothing new. It's nothing that's changing anything. It's not a resolution. So we'll just ignore it.
And as you said, markets down today. Does England's result last night have anything to do with the negativity around at UK level?
Well, there's a strange phenomenon around the markets when it comes to football. Everyone's always talking about things like that. I mean, even last week we were talking about the fact that did the Greek result affect or save the Eurozone to some respect when they went through. I mean, this one is making the nation on a bit of a downbeat mood, and the markets are reacting in the same way. So you can try and apportion it to that, but hopefully I think we may get a little bit more of a shot in the arm this week. And hey, it's Wimbledon.
And of course the Olympics.
And of course the Olympics as well. So at least we can maybe win something along the way. There's enough events.